It's Thursday. I'm Carl Azus. This is CNN Student News. Today we're going to talk about a race that's out of this world, or at least it's trying to get there. First up, though, we're headed to Japan. Officials are talking about a sort of victory for workers at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, the damaged one we've been talking about. Engineers have been fighting for nearly 4 weeks to keep the plant's nuclear reactors from overheating, but they ran into another problem when radioactive water started leaking out into the ocean. Here, you can see the leak and the water flowing out of it. That's the before shot. Here's the after. No more leak. Workers were able to seal it up yesterday with a chemical compound they're calling liquid glass. The radiation levels in the water near the Fukushima Daiichi plant were already going down, but government officials say just because they were able to plug that leak doesn't mean they can be optimistic. They're worried about other leaks that might show up in other spots around the plant. A quick update for you on Haiti's presidential election. Michel Martelly, you see right here, was declared the winner of the recent runoff election with more than 67% of the vote. Martelly has never been a politician before. He's a singer. But one analyst said he represents the change that many Haitians have been calling for. In Washington, D.C., the clock is ticking down to midnight on Friday. Congress has until then to come up with some sort of budget deal, either a new budget or extending the deadline for one. And if they don't, we are set for a government shutdown. That doesn't mean that every part of the government turns off its lights, but if you're planning a trip to a national park or the Smithsonian, sorry, they'll be closed. Government officials also say paychecks would stop for U.S. military forces, including troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. And around 800,000 government employees would be in that same boat. They'd be asked to stay home and wouldn't get paid. Again, all of this is an if. Congressional leaders are trying to work on a compromise and avoid a shutdown, but the two sides aren't holding back about their frustrations.
Republicans refuse to take yes for an answer. Every time we agree to meet in the middle, they move where the middle is.
Now, we're not going to allow the Senate nor the White House to put us in a box where we have to make a choice between two bad options.
For any of you who don't have your driver's licenses yet, you probably can't wait for the day when you get one. But your wallet, as all of the drivers know, might disagree. The cost of driving is going up, and some of the things that make up that cost might not be what you'd expect or even really think about. Karen Kafa explains how it all adds up.
Every time you fill up the tank, there's that reminder. If you want to hit the road, it'll cost you. Higher gas prices might be the most obvious cost of owning and operating a car, but they're not the only numbers creeping upward. AAA's annual study of driving costs found that on average, getting you where you need to go costs 3.4% more than last year. That's based on 15,000 miles of driving, the average standard sedan, 58.5 cents per mile, for a total just under $8,800 per year. The biggest increase is the cost of tires, up more than 15%, largely due to a rise in the cost of raw materials. Fuel costs, up 8.6%. And depreciation, the loss of your car's value that starts as soon as you drive it off the dealer's lot, up 4.9%. A cost many consumers don't think about because it doesn't have a price tag.
That's the greatest cost. It's something that you can really shop for cars that have low depreciation and save yourself considerably.
The cost of insurance dropped on average for good drivers, as did maintenance. That's especially good news since regular maintenance can prevent pricey repairs down the road.
A lot of people might be inclined to save a little bit here and there and maybe not change the oil or rotate the tires, but just taking care of your car can really make it last longer.
Maintenance can also keep your car more efficient, maybe even saving you a little gas. In Washington, I'm Karen Kafa for CNN Student News.